Hey guys, just wanted to say that this week I think is just incredibly heavy for everybody. And I wasn't even sure how to approach this week's episode. It's really hard to show up and do a show and be hunky-dory and happy when so much is happening in the world, and it just feels so heavy. I understand that there are other shows that, you know, are just continuing on, which is great, because I think that there also is people still have to just, they need a little light in the darkness, and that's totally fine. I just don't know if that's my speed. I just feel like it doesn't feel authentic for me. It feels very, very heavy right now. And all I can say is that my heart aches and breaks for the innocent lives that were lost, the babies, the mothers, the families of the hostages, and just the horrendous images and videos and information that we have seen and heard and are continuing to hear. And I know that this is just the beginning, but I stand with the people of Israel. I stand with the innocent lives also lost in Palestine. I stand with the innocent humans. I stand with humanity, and I condemn terrorism. We don't have to pick a side. This is not about sides. This is about being a good human. This is about, I just don't have the words. And if you don't agree with this, that's fine. Turn this off, unfollow. I honestly do not care. Because if you are for murdering someone just to justify your perspective, I just cannot stand behind that. I do not agree with that. And that's it. I just feel like that is, you're on the wrong side of history, my friend. So it's just really hard for me to, just to have this, you know, fun show for you this week, unfortunately. I will say that with all of this, I've been seeing just so many organizations, so many places that you guys can, you know, help donate. And I know that there was a lot of mothers that lost their lives, and there are a lot of children who now need milk. And I know that there's so many, again, so many organizations that are coming together to bring, you know, breast milk and things for children, and aid for the families that are in need. Whatever you can, make sure it's obviously a legitimate organization. But, you know, I think at this point it's about what can we do. Instead of just mourning and being sad, and it's let's help.
Cold turkey may be great on sandwiches, but there's a better way to break your bad habits. And we're not talking about some weird mind voodoo crap from your crazy neighbor. We're talking about our sponsor, Fume. And they look at the problem in a different way. Not everything in a bad habit is wrong. So instead of a drastic, uncomfortable change, why not just remove the bad from your habit? Fume is an innovative award-nominated device that does just that. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses all natural, delicious flavors. You get it. Instead of bad, Fume is good. It's a habit you're free to enjoy and makes replacing your bad habit easy. Your Fume comes with an adjustable airflow dial and is designed with movable parts and magnets for fidgeting, giving your fingers a lot to do, which is helpful for de-stressing and anxiety while breaking your habit. I knew I had to start breaking my little habits because I like to smoke a little bit and do my stuff. And I was like, you know what? We're going to try to have a baby. And I tried it and it's awesome. The flavors are great. Yeah, I have no complaints. So stopping is something we all put off because it's hard, but switching to Fume is easy, enjoyable, and even fun. Fume has served over 100,000 customers and has thousands of success stories, and there's no reason that can't be you. So join Fume in accelerating humanity's breakup from destructive habits by picking up the Journey Pack today. Head to tryfume.com/humble and use code humble to save an additional 10% off your order today.
And with that said, I've been talking about doing a live show forever. And now it's time. It's time. I'm doing it. I will give you guys full details very, very soon, but I want some of these proceeds and from the ticket sales and all of that to go towards helping children and women who are in need right now. And so I will let you guys know, you know, the organization and everything that we'll be donating some of the proceeds to. But I just feel like this has finally given me purpose to do this. And it's also a good time to bring people together and community. And, you know, I know that a lot of people are hurting, but I think it's also a beautiful time to come together and, you know, just spread love, and you know, we can still have a good time and have a few giggles and enjoy and feel like we're also giving back. So I will give you guys full details very, very soon. Patreon, you will get first dibs on the ticket sales. It's going to be about 50 to 100 people, so not many. It's not going to be that big, but still enough. Again, I will give full details. And I hope that you guys can come out. I hope you guys can bring your friends. You know, my sisters and I love to do these like boozy lunches. So it's a boozy lunch, and you guys are the fourth sister. And so we're inviting the fourth sister. I want you guys to come and have a good time. It's sort of going to be like a live show-ish, but like, you know, heavy pass hors d'oeuvres, champagne's going to be flowing. We're going to have music. We're going to have merch. It's just going to be a good time to sort of hang out and get to know each other and get to know, you know, our other Humble and Hungry tribe and community and friends. And so it's going to be a great time. It's going to be, again, at least we'll be able to come together and feel like we're giving back as well. So I'm very excited about it. So, cause I feel like we're actually going to be able to do something and help people. And so, I'm looking forward to this. I feel like it's finally given me that, the push that I need. And also another news, I found out that this IUI, the second IUI, was not successful. And I had a moment, obviously, of like, you know, fuck, you know, like that sucks. And I'm sort of grieving that on top of everything else and feeling like my heart is heavy for everything else that's happening around the world. And so I just felt like, you know what? I'm going to give myself some time. I will not be doing a third IUI. I'm going to take a little rest. I'm going to take a little break. I'm going to focus my energy on this and giving back and not letting this whole baby thing consume me as well. So I think it's going to be good. I think it's going to be healthy for me and I'm looking forward to a little bit of a break, to be honest with you. I think it's going to be good for my soul. And sometimes we need that. Sometimes we just need a little break to just refocus and re-energize. So I did do a post where, on my Instagram, and it was like, you know, this may not have been our happy ending, but maybe we've had our happy ending all along. And I think that sometimes we fail to see the beauty and everything that is around us because we're so focused on what we don't have. And so I just had that moment. Piper was like dancing in the middle of this mall, and I was like, I just found out, like, I started bleeding, and I was like, okay, you know. And I'm like, but she's enough. This is enough. This is, I am so blessed. And again, considering what's happening in the world, like, I am so beyond blessed, and I just feel incredibly privileged to at least have her. And I feel full, even just with what I have. So yeah, sorry. This fuck, man. I feel like every like week has been something heavy, man. I'm so sorry. I just can't help it. And I can't ignore it. And I can't talk about things that are irrelevant to what's happening in my life. So I apologize, but you know, it is what it is. But at least we have something to look forward to. We have this live event, and I hope that you guys can make it. I hope you guys can bring your friends. It's going to be this sort of luncheon vibe, and it's going to be at, well, I won't tell you where it's going to be, but I will give you guys full details, but just know it's coming. It's happening. So look forward to it. And let's all come together and just spread some love. Okay. I love you guys. Thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting and loving me. I love you. I hope to see you guys and meet you guys and give you guys all a very, very big, big hug. And remember, stay humble, stay hungry, stay positive, and stay safe. Love you guys.